This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
On the line is Alma Pollard. She's the executive director of the Green Times Eco Consultant and Coach. Alma Pollard, you're in the Helderberg. That means you're pretty close to Gordon's Bay or the Strand. Did you go and dip your toes in yesterday? Good morning.
Yes, absolutely. After doing our delivery at the hospital that we support,
yes,
I had to go and walk in the water quickly just to say hi.
That's so sweet, Alma. I could see that that's something that you would do. So quickly, we spoke about this little I don't want to call it organization, but this little thing that you've been doing together with this other group of making sure that food gets delivered to the healthcare workers at a local hospital. How has that been going?
It's going very well. It's really, really awesome for me how people care and how people want to help.
Yeah.
And apparently it's making a big difference. We can't see them, but we communicate with them.
Yeah.
And you must understand that the conditions under which these people work and the pressure, and almost all of them have had COVID, and, you know, they go home and they recover and they have to go back and work in this really dangerous environment. I have enormous compassion with all the medical people in this time. I think it's a very hard career to be in now.
Yeah, and just the idea of someone caring for you, even though it is a complete stranger, I think is such a vital thing at this time and that we
Absolutely.
Live in, to stand together.
And you know that in general it is so for women who will, you know, when they go home after 12 hours or something shift,
wow,
they still have to go and cook for their families. You must know how exhausted these people are. And failing which, the family nutrition goes down. I mean, it sounds like a sexist thing to say, but I'm talking about reality, how
yes.
things still mostly work out there. So it's supporting the families and supporting their immune systems and helping also to keep these people well. It's very important for us to be involved.
Yeah, beautiful reminder that we must do something. Alma, looking at the Green Times and some amazing headline stories, interesting events that you can find all the information to on thegreentimes.co.za. South African entrepreneurs are working in the background, and that's always going to be the success of business, of the economy in South Africa, is how well the small to medium enterprises are going, and they're relying on entrepreneurs. But one would imagine, Alma, entrepreneurs in this green space, that must be even more difficult than entrepreneurship out in other sectors of society, or am I very wrong?
Well, it was more difficult in the past, but I think this is going to become the easiest area, and this is also the only part of the economy that's growing.
Mm.
And worldwide it's the case. It's working in the circular economy. This is the new world. So this is where the growth is. This is where the investment is going to be. This is where the jobs are going to be. And this is where you can just be a little bit creative and see where the needs are, and at the same time benefit the planet and your family and the environment. So it makes 100% sense. I mean, this is obviously what the Green Times is as well. As you know, it's a green business.
Yeah.
So these are just great examples of people who work in, you know, water, biodiversity, environmental things. It can include waste, energy, organic farming, all the things that we need to grow on the planet to be able to survive, essentially. Those are the green, it's a green industry. They're also called enviropreneurs.
Yes, I love that.
So I thought that was such a cool story of this Imvelisi environment, enviropreneur program, where they help these people with mentorship and resources and training in business and everything that is needed, and then support them further to be able to create new business opportunities for themselves whilst at the same time benefiting the planet. So I just thought maybe we can just briefly mention the three examples that we have here just for inspiration.
Yeah.
So there's this guy called Sipiwe. He created the Hamelin.
I like that.
The Hamelin is from the Pied Piper of
Yes.
Hamelin, of course, and he talks about the rat race, and you have to click on his TED Talk. It is so brilliant. It's really awesome. So he was talking about this informal settlement in Sawawa near Randburg, where, of course, they have a rat infestation, which goes for most townships. It's really, really difficult for people to live with all these rats. And they actually have killed babies, even. It's very
Ooh.
Serious, the infestations in townships. They even eat people's genes, for example, in their clothes. I mean, it costs lives and lots of money. And, of course, many people have tried over the years, and we all know that rat poison is so terribly bad for the environment.
Mm.
And then they've tried to put in owl boxes. And there's even a reference here of an owl being almost killed by rats and had to be rescued by people because the rats are so huge that they can actually attack the owls. So that wasn't actually working so very well. Anyway, he created a new special trap that is placed underground. And he explains there how he took 37 different models until he finally mastered this thing. I mean, that's the tenacity that's needed if you want to create work in this world,
yes.
You know. And then the success, and then the city said, no, they also catching rats. They don't need him. So he said, okay, well, let's have a competition. And then they had a competition.
Wow.
And, of course, they far, far beat the city's officials in how many rats they caught in that day. So it's really, really awesome. So, yeah, he's on a roll with his rat traps. And you can imagine you can roll that out across the whole country and do really well.
And what about the whole world? I mean, rat problems, I'm sure, would happen anywhere in the world. So this is really opening himself up to fantastic opportunities.
Absolutely. And, I do wonder what they're doing with the rats because, you know, that can probably also be utilized for something good again. Remember, in the circular economy, there is no waste.
Mm.
So even if that just goes into composting, because that's very good compost. It's a lot of nutrients in those bodies. So let's see what happens to that. There's Loruyo and the Whale Deck Eco Center where they have educational walking tours for holiday makers and school groups. This is Ramsgate.
Mm-hmm.
And Kylie Davids in the West Coast who makes handcrafted natural healing products and cosmetics from fynbos, essential oils, indigenous herbs, honey, and CBD.
Wow, stunning.
And they're all looking forward to further opportunities. She's going to look into organic clothing. I mean, every single aspect of our world needs the green, and we've been saying that for a long time. And all of these are business opportunities. So there's nobody that can really say, well, there's nothing I can do now. Especially, you know, so many people have lost their jobs. This is a matter of adapting and doing good business.
Mm.
Good business is good for the world. It's not just good for your pocket. So I think it's really exciting.
There's a lot happening in the enviropreneur space. Go and check out more on thegreentimes.co.za. Elmer, we love that you share all of these things with us, things we'd find nowhere else, and we don't even have to look very far. We don't need to go and do crazy searches. Just go to thegreentimes.co.za, and Elmer and her team will make sure you're up to date with all you need to know about this kind of information in this very specific genre. And Elmer, thanks for all of your hard work. Thanks for spending time with us this morning on the radio. You have yourself a beautiful green day. And, you know, why not just go and take another trip down to the beach?
Absolutely. Have a blessed, awesome day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.